Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
That's been a huge part of our season so far, where late in the game there that we've been able to pull it out at the end, and I think it speaks volumes about how they're wired mentally. We know we're not out of it.
Williams, a strike to T.J. Moore. Touchdown, Chicago.
The turnover turns into points. Moore throws the ball into the crowd.
Here's Williams in the pocket. Williams trying to get out of the pocket. He won't. Loses the ball, and the Steelers jump on top of it. It's a touchdown, and it's T.J. Watt.
Third and five, 4 minutes to go, first half. Williams throws it, and it's caught for the touchdown. Loveland carries the defender with him for the score.
Second of the day for Caleb Williams. Flats are down. Williams downfield. Open man. Touchdown. D.J. Moore.
Off five. Defense number 33.
The Bears go
that
back in front.
Decline. Result of the play. Touchdown.
Jack Sawyer was offsides. Chicago takes the lead.
Clock is ticking. They need 6 yards. Rudolph throws. And it's tipped in the line of scrimmage. It's over.
The Chicago Bears, one of the biggest surprises in the NFL this season, will move to 8-3.
These guys are going to go out and compete. This is what we've been practicing for, what we've been training for all along. You know, the coaching staff has known this. All of our practice squad players, they know it's highly likely that they'll get called upon at some point. I can't say enough good things about the guys that stepped up today to help us win that ball game.
We're an 8-3 team in the National Football League. You know, we feel good where we're at, but we do got to get better. And I would say, yeah, we don't feel like we're the same old Bears. We pull through for each other when it matters most, and so we got to keep getting better. Like I said, you know, it starts with me on my side, and then, you know, we'll keep growing from there. Awesome. The Bears.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2-6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome to the Spiegel and Holmes show on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. That was an open from Tyler Ferengul. Baby T is in the house this week. Alex Kuhn is in the house this week. Lawrence Holmes is on vacation this week. Anthony Heron is here, along with me, Matt Spiegel. We're going to have some fun talking about a first-place football team that on Friday, Anthony, will play the Eagles. And the winner is the 2 seed.
Wow.
In the NFC, man. It is crazy to be where we are, isn't it?
Yes, it's really our lives. It's hard to imagine. Certainly would have been hard to imagine coming into the season, even in the wildest hopes, the most remarkable dreams that Bears fans were having about this season, to get to 8-3 leading into the Thanksgiving or the Black Friday game against the Eagles. I don't think the NFL anticipated this would be the situation that the Bears would be in. The Bears are in Chicago. They're a big draw.
Right.
Folks love to talk about Caleb positively or negatively. Ben Johnson was a huge deal in the offseason. So having the Bears on for a holiday telecast, that was going to make sense regardless. But to have seeding be in the wake of how the results of this game play out, to go in with the same record as the defending Super Bowl champions? No. No one thought this was going to be the case.
Yeah, no, I don't think anybody thought it. It's amazing. I'm reminded of the classic Bill Parcells axiom, and I spent some time online trying to find it today, and I couldn't find it. Bill is known for all sorts of things. You don't have it, right, Baby T? I see you frantically going for it, but it's not out there. He gets credit.
Sounds like a challenge, Tyler.
Yeah, no, it's a challenge for any sound man and anybody. You can find us. You know, we accept your tips and your sound bites here on The Score. You are what your record says you are. And it's a fascinating axiom to think about, because Caleb Williams is the one who told you what they are. Caleb Williams said yesterday what they are.
We're an 8-3 team in the National Football League.
I mean, that's what they are. Regardless of the times where you wondered about how a specific game ended or whatever you think about the quarterback in progress or whatever, they're an 8-3 team in the National Football League. And Bill Parcells said you are what your record says you are. What's interesting about that to me, and I want to get your take, you know, listeners and you, Anthony Herron, on like how this is different. I've been told now for decades that it's about process over results. Especially in baseball, like, hey, man, it's about process. You can't control the results. You don't know what the results are going to be. You got to focus on your process. And really, as long as your process was good, feel good about that, even if the results aren't there. Hell, I could stretch it even to Montez Sweat, who said after the game yesterday, the stat sheet is finally working for me, and I'm taking advantage of my opportunities, but I've been playing well. And Ben Johnson has said that, too, that he thought he was playing well. So I've been told that it's about process over results. But the Parcells axiom of you are what your record says you are, and this reality is that they're a freaking 8-3 team, so it's about results over process? What am I supposed to make of you are what your record says you are in regards to this team that is fighting for the 2 seed in the NFC, Anthony?
I believe all these individuals at Halas Hall would tell you that both are productive for the Bears because they have such exceptional process is a part of the reason their results have led them to 8-3. So the record isn't necessarily indicative of the team looking perfect at all times or being dominant in every phase game by game, but every phase of this team, every element of the Bears offensively, defensively, and special teams, you can point directly to one of those phases and say there is at least a victory or victories, plural, that contributed to the Bears being able to win a game. That's process-based. And then when you get to all the injuries that have been sustained by this team, and especially when you also factor in guys who didn't look as good before as they do this season with this coaching staff, all those things indicate that the process that's led the Bears to 8-3 is a huge part of the reason why. This isn't just some smoke and mirrors thing. This isn't just them constantly out-scheming the opponent at all times. There's a lot that's coming together that's led the Bears to the record they're at right now.
That's a great answer. And I think that's the kind of conversation.
Thank you,
yeah, good job, Anthony. Way to go. You can go home now.
All right, I'm good.
Oh, wait.
I have my victory chicken.
Yeah, you did have victory chicken, didn't you?
Yeah, my wife brought me some victory chicken.
Come
on now.
I was
missing out in the studio.
Way to go, Kelly. Way to go.
That's right.
That's good work right there.
I got a keeper.
And we thank Rinaldi's for our victory chicken. The Nico Horner pizza, you know, you think they could have sent over one Nico Horner pizza. You know what I'm saying? But they didn't. That's all right. Because the chicken, wow. It's really about the chicken.
If you were my 8-year-old right now, I'd say, wow, be thankful for what you got.
That's a good point. I should just be grateful.
You weren't promised victory chicken.
I know, no.
Can we be appreciative?
You couldn't be more right. Shut up and be grateful. You have an 8-3 team and there's victory chicken. Right. But the Nico Horner pizza is awesome. You can get it at Rinaldi's. They're donating to the BIG Baseball Academy. Thanks to Mitch Rosen and for Matt Doherty over at Rinaldi's in Lincoln Park and at the West Loop for doing the great job that they do. And I'm so glad you got chicken. But no, it's a great answer because I feel like that's the conversation that's been going on over the past few weeks. Like, are the Bears good? You know, like, is this just happenstance? Even yesterday when, like, people caught wind of all the different backup quarterbacks they've had one week after another, backup or bad quarterbacks or whatever, it doesn't matter. You got to beat who's on your schedule and all that. yesterday was impressive to me. That is because that is an extremely well-coached team. And Ben Johnson told you all week, Arthur Smith knows how to scheme stuff up. Dennis Allen and Arthur Smith matching up was a real deal NFL coaching matchup. And then Mike Tomlin and that defense and Ben Johnson, the respect that they had for each other, all the stuff that Ben did, and I'd love you to put on the X's and O's hat about the stuff that Ben did with the two tight ends out there almost the entire second half, one tight end on each side of the line in that 12 personnel. That often forced their great edge rushers, Ant, to either have to deal with a double team or go back in coverage sometimes. And so, like, Ben Johnson, I think, out-schemed a real coaching staff yesterday, and so did Dennis Allen. That's a very impressive win yesterday.
And as a prequel to sort of answering that inquiry, let me go back to them facing the Vikings last week. And frankly, Brian Flores got the better of Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams in that game against Minnesota. And my curiosity was, because there's been a few examples here recently of situations in games where the opponent has a bead and, you know, there's whatever, let's call it 65 snaps a game on offense that you're going to have plus or minus a few snaps here or there. So, yeah, they're going to kind of, you know, snuff something out every once in a while. But as far as, you know, the way that Ben likes to attack the numbers in certain situations, there's been some examples of that here recently, especially in that Vikings game where Bears weren't able to get to the corner. Caleb wasn't able to hit some of the now routes and relief passes based off of motion and window dressing that we've seen the Bears have success with earlier in the season. So now that Ben Johnson in year one as a head coach, first season with this Bears offense, where folks starting to get a little bit of a book on Ben for how to snuff things out situationally. Some of the Tyson Bagent stuff, which was cute and clever when it worked, and then he went to it multiple times in that Vikings game, almost like he's kind of, you know, clutching, reaching, just trying to find something here. And so it worked on an initial short yardage scenario to move the chains, then they go back to it later. Nobody's overreacting to Tyson Bagent the second time he's on the field. He's just waiting to do something goofy with the ball, and it didn't work. So I'm like, okay, Ben Johnson, I'm still convinced. He's an offensive mastermind, but let's see how things progress here. And it's a very talented Steelers defense that they just faced yesterday. And Terrell Austin is a guy who's called a lot of success in the NFL in the years he's been a DC. All that money they put on that side of the ball. Ben Johnson got to a stretch where he just kept them guessing. And he kept them guessing with protection schemes, you know, having tight ends and running backs assigned to, even if they weren't fully chipping, but forcing the Steelers' edge rushers to respect them with their alignment and occasionally going and busting them in the chops, just giving those offensive tackles an additional moment to get into their pass set and be prepared to receive the speed, the urgency that the Steelers rush the edge with. So yes, I like them mixing that in, and then you get into the passing game itself. It was a more pocket-based passing game than I thought it would be, but it worked because the rhythm and timing of it consistently mixed. Sometimes you went five-step drop. Sometimes you went with quick game. Frequently, receivers are being schemed open against a secondary that didn't really seem to have a sense for where they were going to be and which route combination and levels concepts that he was throwing at them that they could try to cover up. And I honestly, and we can talk about Caleb in more detail throughout the show here, Caleb saw the field really well. Like, there was a lot of that to me was a positive sign, because Caleb was putting the ball to the guy where they're open, yeah, and most importantly, on time when they were open. There's just ball sailing and he's throwing them in the dirt. But there's still, to me, some positive evidence of that continued growth that's there, because he was seeing the field really cleanly from in the pocket and on time. And that's one of the things that excites me about our conversation with Kurt Warner today, just for this being a more pocket-based version of Caleb. And even though the inaccuracies showed up at times, I thought he saw the field really well.
Yeah, that's great stuff. And I agree. And the inaccuracy is a problem. Look, he's 33rd in the NFL in completion percentage. It's under 60%.
Isn't there only 32 teams?
Yeah, yes, you are correct. He's 33rd, but it's like, it is a problem, but he knows it, and he adjusted and had a wonderful second half, had a really, really good second half. But I agree with your broader point that he looked on time and made the right choices again and again and again in that pocket, and that was really, really exciting to see. But look, Caleb has set the mandate just as a reminder for what you are and what you should be feeling.
We're an 8-3 team in the National Football League.
That's just the realness. And Grady Jarrett talked about it after the game, too. Grady Jarrett, who came to play and is one of those veterans who has rounded into form. Here's Grady after the game.
Oh, man, it feel good. But, you know, we can't rest on this. But I can say this, you know, it's been a minute since your boy won 8. So, you know, but that don't mean that the work is done. The work is just getting started. But, you know, I think all this go back to the work we put in the offseason up to this point. And just the grind, the belief, the effort guys put in day in and day out, it's not nothing that happened overnight. And I think we hungry for more.
Hey, man, it's been a minute since your boy won 8. There's a lot of people on that team who feel it right in that way. Like, yeah. Enjoy the hell out of this. He's Anthony Herron. I'm Matt Spiegel. It's Spiegel and Holmes. It's Spiegs and Ant all afternoon. As Ant said, Kurt Warner at the top of the hour. When we come back, not the same old Bears. Why is that? Let's discuss on 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
All right, well, we navigated that pretty well. I was worried. But I'm always worried.
So. That's your thing.
Yeah, that's my bit.
Afternoons on The Score.
Maybe just describe the way this team keeps winning these one-score games.
Like I said, the history here hasn't necessarily been that. Ben preaches us fighting in those close games, and it's just not the same old Bears.
Montez Sweat says it's not the same old Bears. 312-644-6767 is the number. Your texts are flying in a happy Chicago with an 8-3 team. And your phone calls are going to be taken for a large portion of the show. I think we're going to open the phone lines after we talk to Kurt Warner. So right around 3:25 on the show today, the culture.
Did you notice?
Yes, sir.
Someone
go ahead.
Actually said something positive about Mike Glennon in the text line a little earlier, by the way.
I don't know if that was positive, because you said DeMarco Jackson has linebacker neck. Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does.
Yeah, so that's an impressive football neck. And then a texter brings up Mike Glennon as having, like, the preeminent Chicago Bears neck. That's not an impressive bear, nor is it.
A lot of neck there.
It's not like a. It doesn't make him better at football, the long neck. It's dangerous.
But it means an impressive neck.
Well,
I mean, it'd be really dangerous if he were a linebacker or a lineman. But for a quarterback, I mean, you know, or maybe a defensive back. Remember Merton Hanks, my fellow Hawkeye?
Yes, that's the first guy. That's the king. That is the
first
king.
First team all neck.
First team all neck, without a doubt, is Merton Hanks. Hanks and Glennon, and then where we go
boom,
from there?
Boom, 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 boom. So I'm going to hear that a lot in New Orleans this weekend, by the way. But that's a different song for a different day. Neck is one of the songs that get played during college football games quite a bit, especially
in the South. May I add Davis Mills?
Yeah. Davis Mills, thank you.
Ooh,
a fine representative for the modern era for the all-neck team. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Feel free to keep hitting us with that. You know, it's funny. On Friday, you're doing pregame on Fox because the game will be carried on Amazon Prime, but locally it's going to be carried on Fox. So there's going to be a ton of people out there in Chicagoland who don't have Amazon Prime will be watching on Fox. And then you know who's doing post-game after that on Fox?
Let me think.
Come on now.
It's not me because I'm going to New Orleans.
That's right.
Who's it going to be?
That's me. It's me and Sweet Lou Pinellas. That's right.
Let's go.
So it's you and Lou doing pre, right? And it's me and Lou doing post. So let's go.
Right.
We are bracketing the football game on Friday when these Bears get the Eagles for what? I mean, is it the first real true test of this team?
Good Lord. How often are we going to do this?
You can't say that because I thought yesterday was a real test, man. I thought, because like I was scared all week
long. They make every game look like a test. Have you not noticed? They get tested on a weekly basis.
And that is the league. The league tests you.
I
thought yesterday, man, like I was out here picking the Steelers on Friday because I was afraid. I was afraid that the pass rush was going to get to Caleb and they were going to know about his moves because they brought in the scout team quarterback. What was his name again, Alex?
John Rice Plumlee.
Thank you very much. John Rice Plumlee. That's right. They brought in that kid, and he did the Caleb 1-2 and the spin, and TJ Watt like settled his feet and took his time there on the end zone and didn't let Caleb get away, and I'm like, oh, man, here we go. The regression monster is coming for the sacks. But it was just one. Just one sack.
That's all it was.
On the entire day. Goodness. So here's the question, though. Is the culture real? Is the culture real as to why this is not the same old Bears? It feels so to me. Does it feel that way to you, that the culture shift that Ben Johnson and his staff have enacted has had an effect all the way down the roster and all the way up the power structure, frankly?
Yes. Yes. And the results are there, not only from a win-loss perspective, but the wide variety of players who have played a role in that speaks to the culture. And, you know, the guys who address things publicly, them kind of sounding like the head coach, that's an ingredient, that's a data point. But the effort they play with, that's an additional data point. And then in the end, the belief that's been necessary for them to come back and win these games. Because a lot of the same heroics that we saw during Caleb's rookie season are part of what we're seeing in the fourth quarters this season as well. But the entire puzzle wasn't there. It wasn't together yet. The entire team wasn't necessarily. I mean, you know, to be invested is one thing, but to truly have belief in that and to be directed in the right way for you to have success late in games. And all these things cascade upon each other. Even having the right amount of timeouts available,
you
know, to suit some of these situations. Those things matter. Even in the first half, putting that field goal on the board, you're thinking about the play before they end up kicking the field goal.
Oh, dude.
To utilize third down,
the
to just run
Burton.
A few seconds off the clock and throw the ball out of bounds
to make sure
that the opponent's not going to get the rock back. All those things are mattering. All those things are being noticed by the players. It's putting them in a position where, yes, there's still some untimely penalties, but you're playing a violent sport with people whose, you know, marbles are a little bit scrambled at times. So, yeah, there's going to be some penalties that happen here on occasion. But you can tell all these players are locked in with the task at hand and with the way they're being led by Ben Johnson. That all speaks to culture.
You know, I talked over you by accident because I thought you were going to talk about the play where they got the big gain to get them into field goal range, which was a beautiful, beautiful call. The Luther Burden wide receiver screen, the little tunnel screen. But no, you're talking about with 7 seconds left, they ran a play just to throw it out of bounds and eat four
Situational awareness.
Brilliant.
Yes. Management of the game,
yes.
Of the clock, of timeouts. And, you know, Cairo goes in and drills the field goal, as he's tended to do throughout his Bears career, where they've reminded a lot of folks. But then that makes sure that there's no rebuttal that's available. I love that, you know, that Ben uses that as the word rebuttal drive moments. There's no rebuttal drive available because of what you did the play before you go ahead and kick the field goal. So, yes, the play call and the execution from Luther Burden. And by the way, Luther Burden blocking his tail off in that game yesterday, too, as he's been doing a lot more. All these different data points point to the culture that's there, and the main aspect of that culture
mm-hmm.
is accountability.
Yeah,
it is holding players to a standard.
The accountability and all the attention to detail like you're talking about is a beautiful thing, and that is indeed what is contagious. That's really well said. The guy I really like to hear talking about culture when he talks about it on this team is Kevin Byard, who's been honest a lot this year. He was honest last week about the offense needing to do more to put these games away. But yesterday, when he was talking about winning close games, here's what Kevin Byard had to say.
You guys are winning all these close games. That means something.
Culture, you know what I mean? We've been faced with a lot of adversity all year, whether if it's injuries, close games, just a lot of different scenarios. And I think we're able just to fight through that and not really get down on the sidelines, not getting too high, not getting too low. So, like I said, just proud of this group, man, because, like I said, the other side of it last year was not pretty, and we're able to come out on the other side, so just happy about it.
And Kevin knows he saw a culture shift in Tennessee under Mike Vrabel. He talked about it in training camp in exactly those terms, said, I'm seeing it, and I know what it looks like. And now he's not afraid to say it. And that's why, like, yes, they have 8 wins and a negative point differential through 11 games, which is insane. But you can see how much has shifted, and you can see how much room there still is for growth. It is exciting to see all the growth that is still available here for all the skill position guys. Luther Burden is, you know, some up and down days, you know, as you're seeing him. But I'm glad he's out there. He's earned snaps, and he's earning this chance to grow and progress. And what was supposed to be a bonus year as they flipped the culture and built has turned into a year where on Friday they're playing for the number 2 seed in the NFC. He's Anthony Herron. I'm Matt Spiegel, and I won't stop saying it because it's an insane place to be. Kurt Warner joins us next, and we're going to take your phone calls after that. It is a Plumbers 911 Football Monday. And by the way, on Friday at the Wall, join the Score, located at 6144 West Grand Avenue. That's the Wall in Gurnee. Olin, Big Cat Williams, and Mark Grody will host our pregame show there from 11 to 2, then have immediate reaction on the postgame show after Chicago takes on Philadelphia the day after Thanksgiving. Catch the game on the biggest of screens while enjoying all the MVP comforts of a Marcus Theater. There will be drink specials as well. It's all happening at the Wall in Gurnee starting at 11 a.m. this Friday. Kurt Warner's next on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.